1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in Los Angeles. President Biden says more firefighters and other resources will be sent to Canada to help the country fight hundreds of wildfires. CBS News correspondent Tom Foti reports.
President Biden says U.S. firefighting help will be increased.
We already have 600 American firefighters on the ground and been there for a while in Canada, including hotshots and the smoke jumper crews.
And Mr. Biden says he's promised Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau that additional U.S. resources will be sent north to help.
The smoke is bringing air quality issues to multiple states in the east.
Forecasters say two separate weather systems are pushing the smoke south. Philadelphia is currently under an air quality alert, which means the air is considered unhealthy to breathe.
Philadelphia, please take good care of yourselves and look out for each other.
The air so thick, U.S. health officials advise staying indoors as much as possible.
You've got to be outside. For some people, wearing a mask can be helpful to help filter out the smoke around them.
And all this haze is making it tough on air travel. Poor visibility has forced the FAA to slow flights in the Northeast, causing hundreds of delays and some cancellations.
CBS's Bradley Blackburn reporting. The main suspect in the Natalie Holloway disappearance case, Yoron Vandersloot, is now in Birmingham, Alabama, after he was extradited from Peru. Correspondent Janet Shamlian.
He is being extradited to face federal charges of wire fraud and extortion. He approached Beth Holloway, Natalie's mom, and tried to extort some $250,000 from her, in exchange for which he promised to tell her information about what happened to Natalie and where Natalie's body could be found.
Police say a man stabbed four young children and two adults in a park in France. Prosecutor Lynn Bonnier.
We have launched a criminal investigation into this massacre. The person in question is arrested and in the police station, and there doesn't seem to be any kind of terrorist motivation.
Our views on tipping are changing.
Two-thirds of Americans now have a dim view of tipping, with most of us tipping less because of inflation and economic concerns. That's according to a survey from Bankrate, which found hairstylists and barbers suffering the biggest decline in tipping, down about 13% over the past year. Tips to restaurant and food delivery workers are down nearly 10%.
On Wall Street, the closing bell brought gains and a bull market, now that stocks have risen 20% since their lows in October. This is CBS News.
Need hires who dazzle without the hassle? You need Indeed. Their powerful platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Flo and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
Enough.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
You've never had anything like Kentucky Fried Chicken's new chicken nuggets. They're so good, you'll hear a random choir singing every time you open the box. Don't believe me? Just listen. Box open.
KFC. Chicken nuggets. KFC.
Box close. Open. Close. Can we get a remix? Order KFC's new chicken nuggets on the KFC app today. That's finger looking good. Prices and participation may vary.
Wisconsin is the place to be for basketball. Not just because the Badgers were crowned the number one team in the Big Ten last year, but also because UW Health Orthopedics and UW Hospital are ranked number one in Wisconsin. Together, we form an unstoppable team. No matter if you fracture your foot from a jump ball or strain your voice from a bad call, UW Health delivers the best care in the state. Here to help every Badger take on another season of victory. UW Health. Remarkable.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet from 9 to 11 at the Adams County Courthouse in County Boardroom A230.
They will discuss resolution for the splash pad and a resolution to establish a fund to assist Adam County residents with out-of-pocket prescription drug costs, among other items. Do you know Alice? If you don't, the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties would like to introduce you. ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. This means a person or household that is earning more than the federal poverty level, but not enough to afford all of the basics. United Way is holding presentations at the McMillan Library on June 22nd at 10 and again at 4, and on June 27th at the Adams County Community Center at 9 a.m. Nearly half of our community struggles to make ends meet. Learn more about ALICE and how United Way is taking action. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 44. Winds out of the north around 5 miles per hour. High of 80 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Lows around 55 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Saturday, chance for scattered rain showers on Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 75.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I do. I only want to be with you. And I would go to the ends of the earth, 'cause darling, to me that's what you're worth. Where you lead, I will follow.
Welcome, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Maggie Dawn Show on Civic Media. You can join the conversation for these Thursday thoughts at 844-967-2789. You know, if you wish for a slow news day, well, that was not today. So much going on, E. I mean, let's just start where we've got to because of what we talked about yesterday on the show, which is the shared revenue and sales tax deal has been struck between the Republicans in the state legislature and Governor Tony Evers. For all of you that may have been tuned in yesterday and heard me talk about this, we can decry certain provisions of this legislative package, but its impact and help to the city and county of Milwaukee cannot be denied. I want to express thanks to the governor for seeing through some of the performative politics, again, a theme here on the Maggie Dawn Show, to get to the meat of the issue, which was we need money here in southeastern Wisconsin and we need it now. Here's the reporting just came out today in the Journal Sentinel. Republican legislative leaders and Democratic Governor Tony Evers have struck a deal to prevent Milwaukee from dropping off a fiscal cliff that includes more funding for local governments, while also sending more dollars to public, charter, and private school voucher schools in a sweeping agreement that will allow area leaders to raise sales tax revenue without a referendum. There's some big changes happening in educational funding. A lot of things about the voucher school payments going from about $8,400 to $9,500 per student K through eight, from about 9,000 to 12,000 per high school student. Listen, we can devote an entire show, and we will, Evan, remind me to do this, on what works and what doesn't about voucher and charter schools. But there was no question that those were some of the compromises that Republicans were going to extract from the governor about educational funding and the Republican commitment to continue to use taxpayer dollars to fund religiously based education in this state and beyond. Of course, we talked a little bit yesterday about the various provisions in the bill that are designed to strip the county and the city of some of our tools of local control, requiring a certain level of police to be maintained, et cetera, et cetera. But here's what I want to point out. There's been a lot of ink spilt about the spending restrictions that are placed on the sales tax. But here's what we all know: that dollars are fungible. So if you only have $1 million worth of tax levy, and somebody says, I'm going to give you $5,000 and you can only use it for this. Well, if you want to spend $5,000 of that tax levy on that anyways, it's like saving $5,000. So as an economic matter, I want to be really clear here. Yes, there are restrictions in this package on how the city and county can spend that sales tax revenue. It's basically designated to help shore up pensions. And a note on that in a moment. But the other revenue and sort of the dollars moving around, in effect, on an economic basis, this is going to free up dollars for both the city and the county to fund the things that make life better here in southeastern Wisconsin and help keep this a destination city for tourism and a place that people want to live. Here's what Evers had to say today. For far too long, our communities have been asked to do more with less, and this agreement is critical to ensure our local partners have the resources they need to meet basic and unique needs alike. After working through much of last night, I have reached a tentative agreement with both Majority Leader LeMahieu and Speaker Voss on major provisions of a compromise on shared revenue that will mean historic increases in support for our local communities across Wisconsin. Importantly, the deal allows the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County to put in place the sales tax increases without a referendum, based on a reported two-thirds majority vote and the sign-off by both chief executives in the county and the city. So that means two-thirds of the city of Milwaukee's common council have to agree to put the sales tax in place. I think that that's a doable proportion. A unanimous vote would have been hard to get to, but two-thirds, I think, is doable. And the same applies for the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors. Here's what Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley had to say about this deal. Quote, "When you work on a bill as historic and far-reaching as this one, not everyone will get everything on their wish list. Nevertheless, this deal helps keep our organization avoid the single biggest threat to achieving its goal, its goals, and sets our region up for long-term success. Hooray, and I could not agree more." He continued, "Anyone who wants to see Milwaukee County avoid the reported service cuts or staff reductions and continue its journey to achieve race and health equity should support this deal." So to be clear, if approved by the Common Council of the City of Milwaukee and the County Board of Supervisors, the city will newly put in place a 2% sales tax within the city of Milwaukee's boundaries. That means that everybody that comes from outstate and from the flatland to our south and from our brothers and sisters to the east in Michigan and comes into Milwaukee to watch the Bucks, watch the Admirals in the finals, which I guess they're in right now. I'm not a huge hockey fan, but they're in it to win it. Come watch the Brewers to enjoy the symphony, to enjoy our bridges and roads and our downtown environment with our beautiful river and our lakefront, that all these folks will be paying 2% sales tax. And it means for the county, we can make approximately a small increase. It's about 0.4% increase in the county sales tax to bring the county portion of a sales tax to just under 1%. It'll be at 0.9%. These are game-changing numbers. Now, is this going to make all of the city's financial problems disappear overnight if it is passed? No, there's still going to be some belt tightening, but we're not going to be shutting down like half of the library system, gutting the police force, and stopping picking up garbage and snow, right? Like, this is essential. We're talking about baseline services. But here's a little something that also came out today that I wanted to share. There's two particular things. And if you want to chime in on whether or not you think this is a good deal, 844-967-2789. This article came out as well today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. You may recall, if you are a state of Wisconsin resident, and certainly if you live in the southeastern portion, that a number of years ago, the state basically took away the residency requirement that applied to city workers and said that city employees should be able to live wherever they want. Now, we're going to not get into the policy debate about whether or not that's a good idea. Personally, if you want to be paid by taxpayers, you can make a pretty simple argument that you should be one of those taxpayers, that you should have a vested interest both in your employment and where your tax dollars, your property tax dollars are going, and you should live in the jurisdiction that you want to get paid by. But setting that aside, since the state imposed this on the city of Milwaukee, the number of city employees living within the city has dropped 43%. And 59% of that exodus has been fire, and police force leaving the city. That means 3,000 of some of the city's best paid workers have taken their paychecks and moved out of the city. I would be remiss if I didn't say this was part of what we're talking about here. And yes, the state is coming. State GOP is coming again for its pound of flesh. And they've gotten it in this bill. But we must continue to do business. I just think we've got to talk about that. That the folks that protect us don't want to live with us. This is Alderman Mark Borkowski remarking on this mass exodus police and firefighters out of the city of Milwaukee since 2013. Quote, for someone who is a proponent of public safety, this is very discouraging. He went on to call these numbers embarrassing. Yeah, this matters. It matters that folks that enjoy some of the richest pension benefits in the state don't want to live in the districts whose taxpayers support those pension benefits. Part of the whole mix of how we got here. And I want to take a pause. I see you, Earl, coming in. Bill, I see you as well from Madison. I'm going to ask you to hold on for 1 second. I want to make this observation about the pensions. Current leadership had nothing to do with the pension problems. Current leadership and current employees in the city and the county had nothing to do with the pension problems. I can draw some nuances at the city because of the fact that police and fire still enjoy the privilege of collective bargaining, which Republicans saw fit to strip every other public employee in the state of. And for that reason, they do have some responsibility when it comes to pension. But city leaders and county leaders and the current county employees and general city employees had nothing to do with creating the current pension problem. Now, Earl, because I respect you and listened to your show this morning, I want to hear what you have to say, because I know that you are angry and fired up about the stripping of so much local control, including control of the police and fire departments from the city of Milwaukee in this bill. Earl, tell me what you have to say.
Hey, Maggie, first off, congratulations on the new show.
Thank you, sir.
Couldn't happen to a more deserving person than you. But quickly,
yes,
this
please.
Whole thing with the residency has been a thorn in my side, not just now, but back when Scott Walker and the Republicans decided to do this. I had always said that if people wanted it to say that it was discriminatory to force people to live in the city of Milwaukee, I always said it was wrong, because those jobs belong to the taxpayers. They don't belong to individuals. And I did not understand how they could make the argument that this was discriminatory to force people to live in the city of Milwaukee when, you know, people, if they want to be a police or a fire person, then nobody's preventing them for doing that where they live. But those particular jobs belong to the taxpayers like you and I who live in this city, and they should have never been allowed to do what they did. Thank you.
Hey, man, I couldn't agree with you more. I'll explain why it is simply not discriminatory as a point of law when we come back. I am Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. If you are on hold, stay there. I will get to you in the next segment. This is Sick Media. You can always listen to us on the app. Otherwise, on your favorite local radio station. Keep it locked in, 844-967-2789 if you want to join the debate.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. patients. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at mda.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of
cool. You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
We are here in Green Bay as the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters head north to Capital Credit Union Park to take on the Green Bay Rockers. And good evening, everybody. Joey Fear with you here on WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM. Well, the Rafters are looking to extend their win streak to four games in a row for what would be the first time this season. They've already have made it to three, which has been the first time they've done that. They have been exceptional. They were 2-5 to start this season, and then questions around Witterfield and the Wisconsin Rapids area. Well, was this team going to be as good as last year, and are they going to have a season to be proud about? Well, three straight games have set otherwise, 5-5, and now for a chance for them to have a moment where they can come into Green Bay and take a win. So I'm going to take a quick step aside here. It is National Anthem here at Capital Credit Union Park. We'll be back here in a moment for first pitch, lineups, and much more. Stay with us.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
We return here in Green Bay as the Rafters and the Rockers. National Anthem just finishing up from a great group of young people as we are done. And the Rafters, so the Rafters are looking to, as I said, make four straight games. They came into Green Bay, which was back on May the 31st. And let me tell you, it was a heartbreak game for the Rafters. They were not able to take down Green Bay in extra innings. They lost 5-4 off of it. It was a two-run shot at the bottom of the 10th for Andrew Harris for Green Bay, and then it was a walk-off sack fly from JoJo Jackson as the Rockers took down. And then the day after, they came into Wisconsin Rapids and absolutely smashed the Rafters. They won 8-2, and the guy that did that was Grayson Walker on the mound for the Rockers, and he's going to get the start today, and that's precisely the reason why. 1-0 record, beating the Rafters, as I said, back on June the 1st. He has six innings pitched, allowing five hits, but he had eight strikeouts where he made the Rafters crazy. We lost that game 8-2, so looking for a little bit different story this time. The Rafters are going with Malachi Vitoch, the Creighton product, who was here last year for the Rafters, and a guy that has bought in to the Rafters, and he knows in Wisconsin Rapids that it is going to be an exciting season for him. He's a guy that really can get it done on the mound, and we're going to find out today if he's going to start his 2023 campaign on a high note. So Vitoch will get the start on the mound for the Rafters. Grayson Walker will get the start on the mound for the Rockers, but the Rafters are going with Anthony Gallison to lead off, and Gallison is a guy who literally met Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff here when we came in on the bus ride, was already waiting in Green Bay because he drove up from South Carolina, a Coastal Carolina product. So literally was waiting in, is now here and suited up, and will be getting the start at left field. So Galison will be at left field and leading off in the top of the order. Chris Conniff will be coming in second, a returning Rafter himself as well, who had that two-run shot yesterday in deep right center field that helped lift the Rafters to take down the Woodchucks yesterday. So Conniff will be second. Garrett Broussard, the shortstop, will be batting third. Jack Basir, the reliable Pepperdine product, will be batting fourth. And Danny Sheeler will be batting fifth. He'll be slotted in at first base today. Kyle Carlson will be sixth. Carlson will be back on the third base bag today. Logan Hugo will be at right field. And then Levi Jensen, the catcher. And then Brandon Rogers, batting in the nine hole for the second straight day, will be slotted in at center field. As for the Rockers, they are going with Brady Miguel, the second baseman, to lead off for them. Kyler Zukowski, the center fielder. And Kyle West, batting third for them, a prolific hitter himself. As for JoJo Jackson, will be the right fielder. Mateo Matthews, the first baseman, will be batting fifth. And George Walco will be batting sixth. A.J. Anzai, the DH, will be in seventh. And Noah Cardenas will be batting eighth. As for Andrew Harris, batting in the shortstop, batting ninth for the Rockers. So the Rafters and the Rockers are getting set here just about 10 minutes away from first pitch. If the Rafters can pull off another win, as they were swept by Green Bay in their last two games, so they are looking to get it done today. It is an exciting crowd, a crowd that has trickled in and here at Capital Credit Union Park. This is obviously the first of two games in a series. The Rafters will be back home against the Rockers tomorrow, but as a team that was so close to taking down Green Bay last week, where they just were not able to get it done in extra innings. They were up 4-2 in the top of the 10th, and then, as I said, Andrew Harris, a two-run shot, and then a walk-off sack fly from JoJo Jackson. But a new lineup, a lot of guys have trickled in for the Rafters, and they're starting to find and develop their roster the way Kirk Schreider and this coaching staff wants to. Head coach Kirk Schreider, obviously for the Rafters in his third season. Chris Kreplin will be back at the helm for the Green Bay Rockers. So the Rockers are a team that, well, they have, they're 6-4. They beat, obviously, the Rafters 5-4 in 10 innings. They are tied for first in the Great Lakes West Division. They were 30-42 last season, so a team that missed out on the playoffs. They're batting .262 as a team. They have 60 runs scored off of 94 hits. They also have 57 RBIs to go with that. As for the Rafters and their team, they are batting .230 as a team with 76 hits, 42 runs scored, and they also have 36 RBIs as a team. So these two teams are getting set to go, and what should be a unbelievable matchup. You know, the Rafters had a bad taste in their mouths after they just were not able to split the series with Green Bay. Green Bay came in, Grayson Walker did for the Rockers, and absolutely just throttled this Wisconsin Rapids side, and it was a frustrating night for everybody at Waterfield. So they're looking for, obviously, to extend their win streak to four games, but to get some revenge on this Green Bay team. They were able to really beat Green Bay a lot last year, and they did so many teams with 57 wins. But hey, look, a 5-5, they're back to 500. They've won three straight, and now they are red hot right now. Can they make it four? We're going to find out in just about 6 minutes. Stay with us here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to WROinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return for the Rafters and the Rockers about 3 minutes away from first pitch. And Rhodey, the Green Bay Rockers mascot, just been running around the field. So, yeah, this is an interesting ballpark here at Capital Credit Union Park. They use this park for soccer and rugby, as it has now been, I guess, transformed to a baseball stadium. This is the Rockers' home park. But, look, it is interesting. It's about 386 feet back towards center, 338 to left. But when you go to the right side of the park, it is very short. They don't have a distance up there, but I will say it's like batting in the corner of a, if you can imagine a soccer field, batting in the corner of one of the corners of the field. So it's interesting. So it's a weird dimension to a stadium, because if you hit the ball towards right, you have a great chance of going out behind the wall. But if you hit it straight or left, it has to carry quite a bit, because imagine the rafters in the Witter Field, 315 feet back is theirs on the left side. This is 338. So the smokers are going off for the Rockers, as the bouncy houses are in the back. And yeah, it is an exciting matchup here, and fans are excited. Suites look full up in the upper deck, and the stadium is getting full as we speak here at Capital Credit Union Park, and just down the road from Lambeau Field. So a great atmosphere and a great location for where this team is. So we are going to get going as the Rockers are introducing their lineup. Remind you, Grayson Walker will be the pitcher for them. Noah Cardenas will be the catcher. Mateo Matthews at first. Brady Miguel at second. Kyle West at third. Andrew Harris at shortstop. George Walco at left. Kyler Zukowski at center. JoJo Jackson, the Georgia State product, at right field. So, as for the Raptors, Malachi Vitoch, the Creighton product, will be at the pitcher. Levi Jensen at catcher. Danny Sheeler at first base. Chris Conniff at second. Kyle Carlson at third. Garrett Broussard at shortstop. Anthony Gallison, the Coastal Carolina product, at left field. Brandon Rogers at center, and Logan Hugo at right field. So Gallison left, Rogers center, and Hugo right. So the Rockers are in their all-white uniforms with the blue sleeves and the blue and white caps with the red logos on the front and batter and bat. As for the Rafters, they are in their cranberry uniforms with the black leggings with the gold logos on the front and back. So these two teams getting set to go. And we are just excited to be here in Green Bay. This is the second time the Rafters have traveled here to Capital Credit Union Park. So there's going to be a lot more of these times where they're going to be here. But They have a home-and-home series, just like they did last week. So this is the only away game for the Raptors this week. They just wrapped up a four-game homestand before they will have a three-game homestand after this game. So leading off here for the Raptors, so Grayson Walker out of Dickinson University and a product where he had a 5.52 ERA with them with a 1-0 record in four appearances, has allowed 18 hits and 11 runs with 22 strikeouts. Anthony Gallison will be stepping in shortly. Gallison is a guy who is a rising redshirt senior out of Coastal Carolina from Colts Neck, New Jersey. Went to Colts Neck High School in the local area. Previously, he attended Elon, where he graduated from there with an economics degree. At Elon in 2021, he played and started in all 44 games on the season. One of only two players to do that for Elon Phoenix. He was second on the team with a .350 batting average and 57 bases hit on the year. So in 2023 for Coastal Carolina, he appeared in 16 games with 7 starts and 30 at-bats. And Coastal Carolina, one of the most elite programs in college baseball. He had 8 hits and 11 RBIs, batting a .267, and Gallison, the right-hander, wearing the number 20 jersey. He likes the number 9, so trying to get him number 19, but he was awarded the number 20 jersey. So Rodriguez gives him the fist pump as Gallison waiting for one more warm-up pitch for number 40, Grayson Walker. We talk about getting thrown in right to the fire, you could say. Anthony Gallison, the bus pulled in to the parking lot. Gallison was waiting there with his backpack and is already suiting up and leading off here for the Raptors. So let's see what Anthony Gallison can start to do for Wisconsin Rapids. So here's Gallison, steps in, and the Coastal Carolina product will face Grayson Walker, the right-hander. First pitch from Walker upstairs, and Gallison had to back away as he sees the ball 1-0. So Mateo Matthews at first, Brady Miguel at second. Second pitch upstairs, Gallison ducks once again, 2-0. So Miguel at second, Kyle West at third, and Andrew Harris at shortstop. Walker will come set, deliver the 2-0 across the zone for a strike, 2-1. A lot of people have trickled in here on this Thursday evening in Green Bay. Sunny, but it is windy. 75 degrees, a 2-1 curveball outside the zone, 3-1. So three balls and a strike. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Once again, Gallison, he really went after that. 3-2 now. Full count on the first at-batter for Grayson Walker. Yeah, he had 8 strikeouts in his last appearance against the Raptors. He really carved them up. Raptors only got 2 runs that game. As the full count delivery, Gallison pops one up out on the right side in right field territory. That will be a foul. Stays here at 3-2. Full count, Gallison will come set. Walker delivers the payoff upstairs out of the zone. So Gallison, on his first appearance, will take first. And that's a way to start for the Raptors as he was walked. This brings up Chris Conniff, who had 6 hits on 13 at-bats so far, batting an average of .462, leading the team. And yesterday, he had the all-important 2-run shot to right center field to tie the game up at 2 apiece. So this is a guy that's been very, very stellar behind the plate. 3 RBIs as Walker delivers. Gallison will take second and slide, and he gets there. So the throw from Gardenias was not in time, and Anthony Gallison, how about that, is on second. That's something that surprised me there, how fast he was able to get second. So Gallison, a big lead off at second. A runner in scoring position here for the Rafters. 0-1 for Conniff. Walker shakes it off. Likes to pitch now. Comes set. Glances back at second. Delivers the 0-1. Swinging a ground ball over to the first baseman in Matthews as he's not able to throw it. And that goes behind Grayson Walker. Gallison will run home from second. And the Rafters lead 1-0 here on the top of the first. Wow. An error from Mateo Matthews. There was a ground ball over to Matthews, who slid to the right, wasn't able to field it. Walker came over to first to try to get Conniff out at first. That went behind Walker, so Gallison, the first Rafter to lead off, and how about that? 1-0, Wisconsin Rapids, as Garrett Broussard down on the count, 0-1. Conniff stands off at first. Down low, out of the zone. One ball, no strikes. Garrett Broussard batting a 125. Swinging a drive ball. Popped up out on the left side. That comes under it is Zukowski, the center fielder, for the first out. So Zukowski gets down Broussard. As this brings up Jack Basir, batting at 250 with an RBI. Excuse me, 7 RBIs and 5 runs. So Conniff remains at first. Walker will come set and fire inside for a strike, 0-1. The Rafters, one hit. And an error from Mateo Matthews, the first baseman, as a pickoff attempt over from Walker at first. Conniff slides safe. Walker sets, fires the 0-1, swinging a ground ball over to Harris at second. Flips it over, one more at first for a double play. So a 6-4-3 double play for the Rockers, but the Rafters get an important one, important run. They lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the first.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Amber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
We return to the bottom of the first inning here at Capital Credit Union Park. The Rafters lead 1-0 after Anthony Gallison got home from second off of a ground ball that wasn't able to be fielded from the first baseman Mateo Matthews. So Malachi Vitok will be getting the start on the mound for the Rafters and a returning Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. He went 6-0 last year, played in 16 games for the Rafters, had 27 innings pitched with 31 hits and 15 runs allowed, but he had 26 strikeouts for a 3.67 ERA, as he's even on the count 1-1 against Brady Miguel. So rising junior out of Creighton from Elkhorn, Nebraska, delivers the 1-1 down low on the left ankle for the second ball. But he had 31 innings pitched with the Creighton Blue Jays with a 4-0 record and 17 total appearances and a 5.23 ERA. This is a guy that hasn't lost many games as the 2-1 curveball comes inside for a strike, 2-2. He had one save last year for the Rafters, but had 26 strikeouts and 27 innings of work. The 2-2 from Vitok, curveball down low, swing and a miss, strike three on Brady Miguel. Now the first strikeout comes true for Vitok. So now Kyler Zukowski, the center fielder, also goes to Creighton too. So this is a little college matchup between these two players. Vitok on Zukowski down low. Yeah, it's always interesting to see when, you know, these teams, you know, when players play in the Northwoods League and they face their college teammate. So a little college teammate rivalry here. Creighton on Creighton as the 1-0, swinging the ball popped up into shallow left center. Running under it is the left fielder, Anthony Gallison, and he gets the second out. So, two down for the Rafters. Now, the power hitter, Kyle West. So, West out of the University of Charlton, and a rising junior from Headsville, West Virginia, batting a 370 with two home runs and seven RBIs. First pitch on the way, down low for strike, 0-1. Rafters lead 1-0. Anthony Gallison was able to get home. The 0-1. Down and away for a ball, 1-1. Vitok wearing number 16 for the Rafters, the 1-1. Once again, down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. Two balls and a strike as Vitok steps off the mound, comes set. Delivers a 2-1, swinging a ground ball over to first. That goes behind Danny Sheeler, going into right field for Logan Hugo. He throws it over to second to Broussard, but Kyle West will take first, and the first hit for the Rockers comes true. So now batting up is JoJo Jackson, the Georgia State product, a right fielder. Rafters were able to get two outs back-to-back, but not that third, as West stands at first. JoJo Jackson out of Atlanta, Georgia, batting a 348, 10 RBIs, and a home run. Vitok looks over at first, delivers for a strike, 0-1. Each team with a hit, Rafters 1-0. Rockers have made an error, which allowed Gallison to get home. Vitok shakes his head, and believe it or not, Malachi's hidden talent is juggling. So the 0-1 down low, four strike, 0-2. His father, Andrew Vitok, played baseball at Wayne State College. So baseball runs in the family, and a guy that's done well for Creighton in the Big East is up in the count, 0-2. Bringing a hard bouncer over to Vitoc. Catches it in the glove. Flips it over to first in Sheeler for the third out. So the Rafters are still up 1-0 as we head to the top of the second inning. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station. If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Edward Jones, a financial services firm that takes a personalized approach to investing to serve its clients. Learn how Edward Jones can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. In Wisconsin Rapids, your Edward Jones financial advisors are Sharon Zeman, Guy Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold. For questions about current investments, retirement, or end-of-life issues, contact your local Edward Jones advisor today.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
We return for the top of the second inning. Rafters lead 1-0 as Danny Sheeler out of Salisbury University, a Division III powerhouse, will step in. Playing first today in the Towson, Maryland native, who's had one hit on seven at-bats with a strikeout. Previously attended Loyola Bakersfield as he sees a pitch down outside for a ball, 1-0. After he's able to get a run, Anthony Gallison, on his first appearance, crosses home plate today. So a great start for him as the 1-0 inside of the zone, 1-1. Danny Sheeler, the left-hander, wearing number 48 for the Raptors, sees the 1-1 inside for a strike, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And the Rockers, they got a hit from Kyle West, but the Rafters infield was able to get that third out. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Danny Sheeler went after it. Got caught inside. Now this brings up Kyle Carlson, who's had 10 hits on 31 at-bats, batting a .323, six RBIs, but he's also struck out 12 times. Out of Piedmont College in Georgia, and the Marietta, Georgia native sees a strike inside of the zone, 0-1. A lot of fans have trickled in here at Capital Credit Union Park. It's a almost a packed house. A lot of fans here as the 0-1 once again, 0-2. Down low for a strike. Grayson Walker, who's had previous success against his Rafters team, is ahead in the count. Walker will come set, deliver the 0-2. Check swing upstairs, and Carlson did not go. Not fully swing through it. But one ball and two strikes. One out here. Walker fires, delivers, swinging a ground ball over to Harris, the shortstop. The throw right on the first is in time for the second out. So now this brings up Logan Hugo. And Logan Hugo, a guy out of Eastern Michigan who struggled at the plate so far this season. He's had 5 hits on 29 at-bats with 3 runs. Not a lot of success, batting a 172. The Raptors lead 1-0 here, 2 down for the Rockers. As Hugo pops one up out to the right field side into the glove of Jackson for the third out. So the Raptors lead 1-0 as we head to the bottom of the second. We'll be back in a moment.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear tonight with a low of 44. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 80. Lows level off around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for scattered storms Saturday and Sunday, 79. Saturday, 67. Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.biz.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the sixth we go. Mateo Matthews leads off the left-hander for the Rockers. Raptors have jumped up in front. And top of the first, each team with a hit. Down low for Vitoc for a ball, 1-0. Matthews out of Wagner College. Plays his collegiate ball with Chris Conniff. So these two teams have a lot in common as far as the college players. These two teams share the same colleges. So Vitoc is down in the count, 2-0. As the Chino, California native Matthews was the one that committed the error as the 2-0 downstairs for a ball, 3-0. Each team with a hit. Rockers have that all-important error that has allowed the Raptors to take an early lead. Down low for ball number 4. So 4 straight balls. That brings Matthews to first. And now this puts up George Walco out of the University of South Carolina. Well, he's going to be going there next year. He's a high school senior that has going to be playing his collegiate ball in the SEC. So out of Downers Grove, Illinois, he stands tall. The left-hander, and swing and a miss. Vitoc got him on the inside curve, 0-1. Walco stands at 6'7". He is very, very tall as he sees a strike across the plate, 0-2. Rockers, it's a very lively atmosphere here at Capital Credit Union Park. A lot of music is being played. Rightfully so, given the name is the Rockers. As the 0-2 down in the dirt. Boy, that hits the right ankle of Walco. So Walco will take first. And that moves Matthews to second. So now this brings up A.J. Anzai, designated hitter out of Chapman University and a Tribuco Canyon, California native. So Anzai batting a .273. He's had three RBIs, and this is not the Rafters one would have liked here in the bottom of the second. Two runners on with no outs. So Sheeler stands at first. For the Rafters, Chris Conniff, the second baseman. Garrett Broussard is at shortstop. And Carlson's at third. Down in the dirt for Vitoc. For a ball, 1-0. But the Rockers have Walco leading off at first. Matthews at second. Each team with a hit. Vitoc